The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa a'uzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Please repeat after me. As-salatu wa salamu alayki ya Rasulullah, wa ila alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayki ya Nabiyallah, wa ila alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is one deed which if we master, it will truly change our life. And this month of Ramadan al-Mubarak is a perfect opportunity for us to learn this skill, to practice this skill, and to develop it and train ourselves so that for the 11 months of the year, we can benefit and reap the rewards of it. There is one deed which makes a person deserving of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Indeed, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal showers upon him, comes running towards him. This deed is so magnificent that the scholars write that if you practice this deed and this skill, then calamities cannot touch you. Difficulties run away from you. Diseases disappear. Your problems evaporate. This is such an amazing deed that it truly transforms your life and takes you from barren deserts into beautiful orchards, from dilapidated buildings into beautiful mansions and palaces. This deed is so brilliant that it can transform your inner self and your outer appearance. This deed is so magnificent that it can fill your house with joy and it can fill your life with brilliance. That deed is the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal's zikr, the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, brings comfort to the hearts. The remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal gives relief from illnesses, from sorrows, and from difficulties. The remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal eradicates poverty. Indeed, the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal makes you the center of attention for the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Azza wa Jal says that when a servant of mine does my zikr, I am with him. If he remembers me alone, then I also remember him alone. And if he remembers me and does my zikr in a gathering, I also mention him in an even better gathering. If he gets closer to me by one handspan, my mercy comes closer to them more than an arm's length. And if he comes closer to me by an arm's length, then my mercy goes towards him two arm lengths. And if he walks towards me, then my mercy comes running to him. Subhanallah. This amazing relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, this mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, these blessings that can descend upon you, all come with keeping this tongue moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal will bring us closer to the Creator. The remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal will bring us closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. The zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal will induce love of the Creator in our hearts. Doing zikr abundantly, profusely, is a source of salvation in this lost world today. The zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is a medicine that is a cure to everything. It is a medicine that gives you something that worldly medicines can't. It gives you inner peace. The zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal brings joy and happiness to a heart. It relieves the heart of afflictions. It relieves the heart of worries. And so much so that the heart needs the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal like the fish in the sea need the water. Subhanallah. And when you deprive your heart of the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, you deprive it of its essence.
You deprive it of its meaning of existence, and you deprive it of its source of power. The zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is everything. The zikr and the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal is life in itself. The zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is the power of our hearts. And with sins, our hearts become blackened and our hearts become diseased and rotten. And Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said in a famous hadith in Mubarakah that indeed everything has a polish, and the polish of the hearts is the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. So when your hearts get rusty, when they become black with sins and damaged, then the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal can cleanse the heart, because the heart is the most important organ of the body. If the heart is sound, the body is sound. If the heart is at peace, then the body is at peace. And zikr purifies the heart. It gets rid of difficulties and calamities. Keeping your tongue moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal keeps you away from sins of backbiting and abusing and rubbish. The one who keeps his tongue moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is very God conscious. Is conscious that my Allah Azza wa Jal is observing me. The one who is constantly in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal purifies his heart from worldly desires, from worldly attractions. And his heart then doesn't get adrenaline pumping when he sees worldly gain. No, his heart enjoys the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And every opportunity he has to go into this garden of the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and taste the beautiful fruits of this garden, he takes with both hands. Now this month of Ramadan al-Mubarak is a month that we should spend in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. No matter what you're doing, recite the Quran if you know it off by heart. Keep your tongue moist in reciting the names of Allah Azza wa Jal, reciting Durood-e Paak upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Indeed, there is a hadith in Mubarakah which says, I will reward one better who is engrossed in zikr than the one who is busy making dua. And the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal will brighten your home, will brighten your face, and will brighten your heart. How can we stay away from this essence of our life? The zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal softens the hardness of the heart. And it acts as a shield, protecting us from all the difficulties around us. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, do hearts find rest. Let's spend every moment of this Ramadan al-Mubarak in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us a tongue that remains forever busy in his zikr. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.